USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is leaving the G7 summit early to head for his Tuesday summit with North Korea and Singapore. After meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, Macron said he thought there was a way to get a win-win outcome on trade.
I think we had a very open and direct discussion this afternoon. We always have this kind of discussion. And I think on trade, there is a critical path, but there is a way to progress altogether.
President Trump charged into the Group of Seven summit at odds with key allies over U.S. tariffs, then set out to diffuse tension with friendly banter and offered vague claims of progress in trade talks. Crowds came out in Seoul, South Korea today for a rally supporting next week's summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Rally participants gathered to wish for a successful meeting that'll bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.